Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Why, hello. Did you miss us? A big welcome back after a hiatus of far too long. We're back for 2025, baby! It feels surreal that it has been like a whole 3 years. I was just saying, like, I actually can't believe, but we were talking about a couple of things, the good old COVID pandemic that came through. So we just wanted to say, like, of course, we weren't not thinking about listeners this whole time. To be honest, Girls on Road was consistently in my head, and I'm sure Ray's as well, which we'll get into in a minute. But yeah, a few, like we just touched on, a few major life events happened between the group, and external life events happened for everyone in the whole world in the shape of the pandemic, which feels like, to me, like really like a fever dream, if I'm being honest. Like, it is all a bit surreal. But of course, that being said, it was quite a hard time for many, and many lives were affected, and of course sad losses as well. We all had our like own personal reasons for the break, and as always, we want to be frank and open with our listeners, so we thought no better way to share our personal reasons behind both the pause and our exciting reasonings to return. But before we get into our reasoning, in case you've forgotten, all our new round here, Girls on Road are an all-black female collective that exists to be heard. We proudly represent our different experiences of black womanhood. We are a group of like-minded creatives, and each episode you'll hear, typically hear, from three of us. However, like I said and touched on, the setup is a little bit different now, as it's led by myself, Aisha, and Ray, two OGs of Girls on Road, and we're welcoming new voices into the mix, which is super, super hyped about. And today, we're joined by the gorgeously talented and rising artist, Julie! Woo! Who deserves all the flowers, having released her debut EP last year, Something Woo! In the Water, shout yes! out. It blends together R&B soulful sonics throughout her expertly crafted style, of course, and timeless tone. Now let's get into our reasonings for joining together for the return episode. Like, start with yourself, Juling, like, why you want to come and be a part of the first return episode?
Well, obviously, we met at a hike, which mm-hmm. was like a few months ago, and yeah. we just connected. Like, the vibe was just effortless, and like, I just love supporting black women, fellow creatives as well. So I thought what you guys are doing and just opening a space to talk about ourselves, uplift one another, mm-hmm, and celebrate mm-hmm. another is so important. Like, community is really key for me. So in any capacity that I can, like, come on here yeah. and support and talk about my journey and just, like, yeah, be here. So I'm super grateful.
We're very, 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 very happy to have you. And it's like literally our first ever return. Like we said, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but it's 3 years. And we wanted, like, we were like, no, we have to have Juling on here. So there we go. And I feel likewise. I want to just mirror that. Like, honestly, when we connected on the hike, which I will shout out the company actually and the organization later, mm-hmm. it really felt like an instant click mm-hmm. and instant appreciation. And that's what we're all about. That's what Girls on Road are all about as well, like a fellow community building, like just like building each other up and building the black community up is exactly what we're all about. So I love that that's your reason. It's like almost perfect. And then how about yourself, Ray?
Basically, the reason why I decided to come back to Girls on Road was essentially because, if I'm being like so frank and honest with you guys, like mm-hmm. I kind of went through a stage of like doubting myself and not believing in myself. So it kind of forced me, I guess, to mm-hmm. like essentially take a break from like everything mm-hmm. positive in my life. Basically, like towards the end of the year last year, I was kind of like looking back at like some of the stuff that I had done, and then I was like, do you know what, like I've actually done a lot of amazing things. The one thing that I really 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 wanted to get back into, and the thing that made me feel like really comfortable as well, was definitely like Girls on Road. Mm-hmm. Speaking with like other like black women in the industry and just hearing like different perspectives on like different things, building a community like within ourselves yeah. but not just mm-hmm. like outside as well, which we was able to do. And I just feel like that was really cool, and I just wanted to be like back doing that,
back and better, back like yeah. like we never left, like literally. That's what I was saying to Juling, like for mm-hmm. me, it's not actually about like getting money or becoming like famous or like a brand or anything like that. For me, and obviously mm-hmm. hearing from yourself, Ray, like it's all about community building. At the crux of it, it's about community building, and that's all that actually matters. And like a coming together, that's basically part of my reasoning as well. Like, think that the world is losing connection, like one day at a time, which is weird because you would have thought, because we're so interconnected by so many like amazing technologies and all that great stuff now, you would think it would be the other way around. I think it's important to really like delve into just kind of having each other's back again. I think society's kind of losing that bit. It's like, what can you give me? Like, you know, like what will you bring to the table? So that's why we wanted to like come together again, back like we never left, like I said, and just like create that safe space for black womanhood and be able to talk about our lives just openly with no pressure. So with that being said, we're going to get into it. Speaking up today, just to remind you, is
Ray,
Julie
and Aisha. So this episode's frequently asked question is sugar in your tea, yes or no?
Always yes.
Okay, how many?
I'm not gonna lie, I'm a bit of a sugar freak, so wait, that was a bit
I'm coining that term.
Literally. So for me, it's like the more sugar the better, like honestly.
Oof.
Yeah, I have a sweet tooth.
Okay, nice. How about yourself?
I'd say one sugar, but I'm a herbal tea girl, so I don't really like tend to have sugar. Like I have honey or something like that in my mint tea and things like that. But if it's having breakfast tea, then I'm definitely gonna have like one sugar.
Okay, well that's like raking it in comparison to Ray's like the more like the mountain of sugar.
No, I don't need too much. I'm sweet enough.
Yo, come on, boss. Come on. For myself, I just stick to a minimum of two, and they're like kind of small. But I do. I know this isn't a question, but I do like a milky tea. So I think that plays into it. If it was too sugary and too milky, first thing in the morning.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's giving dessert, and it's the first thing. So like, no, I don't want that. We've opened up with our tea habits. Let's go into the check-in, which is the bit where we talk about our feelings, but like for real, like tapping into honestly asking each other how we are and how we're feeling at the moment. Of course, it's January, the big January, it's 2025, let's go. How are we actually feeling? I feel like sometimes that comes with a bit of pressure, but like give like one word, for example, for how you're feeling as you're starting the year.
I'm feeling tired. I think of a liberation. I think I'm tired because I did so much last year. And then I went away in December, which I probably shouldn't have done because I feel like my body was just exhausted.
Right.
But like mentally, I was just like on the go. Like I want to do so much. But actually, it's really important to take that time to rest. And that's one thing that I'm realizing. I feel like life comes with so much pressure to want to accomplish so much. So you feel like I need to do this. And like my life was back to back. But then I realised my body like was like, no, like you need to chill. So I actually was like a little bit sick over the Christmas, but it forced me to rest. And so coming to January, I've been kind of just taking it a bit slower in terms of just doing whatever I feel like when I want to, but slowly planning my schedule for the new year. So yeah, I'm recovering on like trying to get more sleep and just like from last year, but I'm feeling like good at the same time.
I think that's so important because people are like, oh, it's January, so get on your A game. But what have I been doing before then?
Yeah.
Literally.
Like you have to take it into account. Like what if I've already been on my A game for the whole year. I need a rest in January. Yes. So I hear it.
I would say kind of like similar vibes too. Very tired, but also slightly frustrated, I would say.
Okay.
Reason like being, like I said, I was kind of like feeling all over the place. And I feel like there's times where I push myself like so hard in a week. And then by the end of the week, I'm like absolutely exhausted. And I'm like having to go again, if that makes sense. But at the same time, I'm kind of like frustrated because it's like, I just wish there was more hours in the day sometimes. But there's obviously not. So it's like trying to like balance that, you know, like trying to find time to like really take care of myself and really have moments for myself. But then also making sure that for myself that I'm trying to make myself more proud of myself, you know.
I get that.
I feel like I shouldn't even say mine because it feels like that rolls so into Gas Girl Gas. But also, mine one does link to it, and it's quite contrasting. But I'm feeling different. Let's go with different, and I'll elaborate on that. There's going to be changes coming to my life. I'm very excited about it, and most of 2024, I was kind of grafting and trying to make things happening, and nothing was happening, nothing was changing. And that's okay sometimes. We need to have that period, right, where we're trying our best, and what will be, and maybe it's not your time. That's how life goes, right? But yeah, I feel very, very different, and yeah, in a good way. You'll hear about it in the next episodes. Okay. I'm teasing it, keep them coming, because we're making a promise. We're back. We're really back.
Yeah.
So yes, like, we want to get into Queen of the Week. Of course, I feel like that rolled in really nicely, giving praise to the women who deserve it. And Ray, we wanted to see, who are you highlighting today?
So this week, I thought that I would highlight Xi China.
Yes.
She is someone that had a lot of doubters, a lot of people that were trying to, like, basically silence her and also make her feel, like, less, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like the fact that she's able to come back stronger, independent, and just really push boundaries that, like, a lot of women her age, her race as well, haven't been able to do within the UK is just absolutely amazing. I feel like she needs to be definitely, like, bigged up. I feel like I wish there was more people talking about, like, how amazing she is, as opposed to, like, controversial.
Yes, agreed. You know?
And I feel like this is definitely the platform to do that. Like, this is where we are supposed to gas her up. So yeah, Queen of the Week is Xi China.
Those bars I will never get out of my, like, never. And the iconic, like, it's actually iconic, like, I don't care what you say, it's actually iconic. How are you in near Hamleys and just there? Like, come on, I'm here. No, I wish I could do that. I wish I had that energy. And it is actually something, like, genuinely to be inspired to, because the confidence and
she's so young. She's like, I think 20, which is super young, but she's killing it.
So we're gonna get into the group chat now. This is the moment where we talk about real things, providing perspective in a real way. And since it's the month of January, we're kind of, like, on that kind of, like, path for this episode. It's a return episode, of course. It would be rude not to kick off with this topic of goals. Setting goals. Let's dive into the power of setting them, the issues when trying to achieve them, and everything that comes around with that. So, new year, new me. Is it a real thing? Is it a fake concept? Is it fluff? Is it rubbish?
It's real.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like it's real. But I feel like it's not just January. I feel like it's between January and March. Because obviously spring is really the new year.
Yeah,
I'm still in hibernation mode. So I don't really go out from, like, September to March. But I think, like, using these next 3 months to, like, plan and, like, start making, like, slow progress.
Yeah.
I like to do it, so I don't feel, like, rushed when it's, like, springtime and I have all this energy and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah. So I love that, the thought of, like, January and February is, like, kind of like warm up months, and then, like, from March, like, when it is literally warm and the world feels like a better place instantly, to be honest. Like, when I can't believe we're in minuses at the beginning. I was like, Lordy, I can't take it. So I can't function when it's cold. I know that sounds ridiculous, but it's a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
So it is real. We like that. Vote for real. What do you think about that?
When it comes to, like, the whole new year, new me thing, I think it's a good way to get everyone to kind of, like, look at their life and be like, oh, I need to assess maybe, like, certain habits that I've had that hasn't been very beneficial for me, and, like, how to go about it. And especially because, like, there's so many people doing it worldwide, it feels like maybe the encouragement that a lot of people need.
Yeah, yeah, you're not alone.
However, I also feel like it can become a bit toxic, because it's like everyone's talking about it. Everyone's like, new year, new me, 75-day challenge.
Oh, or, don't.
Do you know what I mean?
Stuff don't. Like, drop me out. Actually, drop me out of that. I'll be so real.
There's, like, obviously, like, the positives, because, like, I feel like it does give people, like, the kick up the arse.
Yes. Yes.
True. But at the same time, it's like, just be kind to yourself and also take everything day by day. Remember that just because you don't reach your goals in that first week doesn't mean that you're not working towards that. Slow progress is definitely better than no progress, for sure.
Oof. Honestly, the is in this episode actually bad, because I'm feeling it, like, really, really feeling it. Like, yeah, no, I agree. I never thought of that concept, like, going back to yourself, Julian. Like, I never thought of that concept of March. It bleeds into what you said as well, Ray. Like, new year means new year. Like, you have the entire year. Like, why are you moving so fast? Like, why are you coming fast with this? Like, seriously. Like, it's not that deep. Like, there's genuinely so much of this year that you can set your sights on, and you can, like, achieve anything. And no matter how small or big or whatever, I think everything's an achievement. And genuinely, not even to sound, like, I don't know, like, cringy or whatever, but even you being here, and you're, like, you're able to, like, actually be in the new year and you're on this earth, that's good. You're good. Like, literally. you did your job. You kept yourself alive. You know what I mean? 100%. The world is a lot right now and it will consistently be to you. But, yeah, like, moving into that, like, any goals that you're like happy to like share, and then we can get into like whether like they're achievable, and no pressure of course, but whether you think you've put any like small steps towards them already.
So actually I've been like crafting my vision board, because I do vision boards every year.
Love.
So I already started mine for like the end of last year, and I'm still kind of like adding things, tweaking it to make sure that like it's what I really want it to be. And then from there I usually do like my like plan for the year. So I'll do like every month, like, because obviously with music I have to like make sure I'm like understanding what I'm doing, planning ahead and that. So I kind of link that into like my actual like goals of like health and things, life and things like that. And then from there I kind of break it down to do like monthly goals. So it's like almost like a to-do list, though. It's not really a goal, so it feels more achievable. So it's not too much pressure. It's
That's just really like,
it's just like, okay, these are all the things I should be doing this month. And then at the end of every week, I kind of review it and see where I'm at. And it's been really helpful, because I started it last year. And I was like, wow, I'm being so productive. And like, I feel like before, I used to say all these things and then not write them down, just forget. And then I'd be like, oh my God, I forgot to do this one thing that was due like by the end of the month or something. So with regards to like how I'm planning it, and then a few of like my goals, I'd say, is like health wise I really want to get back into like running, I was saying, and swimming as well, and just kind of being on top of things with my health. Like, it's been like a 3-year journey for me, but I feel like now I'm really like in a space where I'm like got it like down, so I'm like consistent in a way. But I just want to kind of build on those goals, and obviously music, just release like more music, and again be consistent with that, because last year was like so good for me. And that,
you're not gonna say anything about music anymore, you're just like, I'm gonna release music, and that's as far as I'm saying.
Do you know what, there's a lot coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's enough of an extra little bit.
I won't say too much. But yeah, there's a lot coming, and I feel really energized about it. Love. Really excited, hopefully some like live stuff as well, which I'm really excited to do. So yeah, I'm just really grateful for the growth that I've seen in myself, the confidence that has come with that through just life as well. And I feel like things will always happen when you're meant to like be ready for them,
for sure.
So like I never try and put too much pressure on myself to be like, oh, I need to do this now, like if it's not happening, I know that I need to build and slowly get there.
100%.
So, I feel like this year's my year to kind of really step out, just off the back of like the EP and that, and just shine and just be the light that I know that I've been like destined to be, but I've just kind of been hiding or like afraid of like my potential in a way. But yeah, I just feel the energy. I feel the energy.
It's happening, trust. Yes. I believe, for real.
No, honestly, I feel like, I don't know, there's like this sense of like, I think everyone has been kind of battling this whole, like kind of like a negativity, like, or dark shadow for like the last few years off of like COVID.
Yes.
And I feel like everyone is like finally kind of shaking it off and is like ready to really like step into the light. Like you're saying, like really look within yourself and be like, do you know what? I've always had this like star potential within me. It's time that I actually go for it and like not be as afraid as I was in the past, because what has that respectfully done for me, you know? Obviously it was like a growing period. Now this is the time to really step into your light, and this is for everyone, this is like a word for everyone, honestly. I would say like my main goal, if I'm being real, is to definitely incorporate more fun into my life.
Love.
Like, I feel like I've just been such a downer, low-key. And this is the time for me to, like, just explore more, like, of myself, like, my hobbies, stuff like that. The people that I allow into my life as well. Just shake things up a little bit and try out new things. Yeah, I feel like one thing that I'm, like, really excited about is I'm going to be, like, trying out, like, new hobbies each month. I really, like, set out, like, a plan and put, like, money aside to do those things as well that I'm like going to be like really committed about. And I've also like spoken to like a few people that also do certain hobbies, like some girl at my work at the moment, she does like archery, so we're gonna like go together.
Unreal. Oh my god, that's a proper hobby. Hobby. Capital H.
Honestly, I just heard like she does archery and I was like, do you know what, that's so cool. Sick. Like I'm gonna do that now.
Yeah, come on.
Literally. But I would say just having more fun and also pushing myself to actually go for what I want. Like, there's been so many times that I've been in spaces with people that could have genuinely changed my life.
Yeah.
And I've just been really shy, or I've not spoken up about myself enough, or downplayed, like, my potential to the point where it's like, when people do hear certain things that I have done or worked on whatever, and then I'm like, oh, but I'm still trying to get my foot in the door. They're like, how? Type of thing. Obviously that might sound harsh, but I feel like it was definitely like a wake-up call for myself to be like, you're literally in rooms with people that can change your life and you haven't spoken up. Like, why is that? And like, kind of assessing that as well. So yeah, this year is about working on doing what I want to do, basically.
I mean, yeah, I feel like we were talking about that, Julian and us, before we started like actually recording, about how we believe in ourselves and we think that we need like external things, for example, like organization backing or whatever, or that said person. Like, you don't actually, realistically, of course, we, like I said, community is key, but if you've got a great vision and if you've got something important to say, then if there is a way, when there's a will, there's a way. And if it's important enough, people will hear it. Whatever, how many people hear, I don't, but like, regardless of that, everything that we are as humans, it's important and it's valid, and it can actually change, like you said, that one person can change anyone's life. You could change someone's life, genuinely. Yeah, I think not relying on no one for nothing, in a way, that. Like, is a thing as well. Like, you make your own, and you got to look inner. And I love the whole idea of, like, personality goals as well. Like, looking at yourself is something that we don't necessarily sit down and think about a lot of the time. We're just like, what are external goals, like, I don't know, buy a car, like, but what about you? Like, how are you feeling? What do you want to get out of the year for yourself in terms of your emotional, like, well-being and things like that, really. In terms of my goals, I've got them written down, so I'm gonna just like list them off. They're kind of basic, I can't lie, but it's like not as quite as introspective as you guys. But mine's like, keep up my fitness, running, so similar vibes on that front. Learn to drive.
Oh my gosh.
We'll get into that story another episode, I think.
For sure. Yeah.
Girls on Road comeback. It's on there. Ooh, and look at us.
Literally,
now.
We're making it happen.
So I'm actually just buzzing for this, like, genuinely. Improve swimming, because I couldn't swim before. And shout out to Swim City, to Lee Hogarth, who is my instructor and now friend. I did my first 6 lessons with her last year, and I'm looking to continue that because I think it's very important that the Black community get into the water. And there's like a stigma against us, and I think that Black people can do everything and anything, and that's what I'm trying to make happen for myself. And then plenty of travels is on there, including like maybe solo traveling. And then move out. Still at home.
I hear that.
Yeah,
it's a one for me too.
Here we go. And then this is actually embarrassing as a fully grown, I guess the world sees me as an adult, but cook, clean and chores.
No, I hear that.
It's the last one.
Why not?
Yeah, I had to put it on there because I'm bad for it, I can't lie. So those are mine. I put some into action, obviously, like we said, Girls on Road is happening right now, recording, and we'll see what happens with the rest. But yeah, do you feel like there's any like societal like blockers that you, and if they're not, I love that, but do you feel like there's anything that's like kind of overshadowing or like standing in the way of anything that you shared?
I think just society in general, sometimes everyone around you doubts. Like, I feel like we're so used to hearing like no and like, oh, you can't do that when you have like a really sick idea or something. And it's like trying to like reframe that so people are actually like, yes, you can do that if you come up with it. And even if you don't know what you're doing yet, that encouragement and support, I feel like we don't really have that, or people are just like not familiarized with that kind of as a norm. So I feel like that's what a big thing for me that I struggled with last year, and actually had to like, when I switched my mindset in terms of, I don't need to seek outside validation from anybody. Like, if I'm saying I'm going to do something, I'm just going to write it down and do it. And the moment that I like blocked it out, I got so much done. And I feel like I made sure that I surrounded myself with people who were excited about my ideas, who were encouraging, who wanted to support me. And I feel like when you surround yourself with people like that, you can like do anything.
Yes.
Like, and you feel like so empowered. So yeah, I think it's just like society kind of like makes you feel like you can't do something. Or sometimes they'll look at you like, you're crazy. Like, you've got like 6-7 ideas. How are you going to do this? And it's like, you should just be supporting me.
Yeah.
And being like, this is amazing. Like, you can figure it out. Like, we're going to be here to help you.
Definitely. And I feel like as well, like, when you have that mindset, when you're just overly critical and you're like overly thinking things like, oh, what if this goes wrong? What if that goes wrong? I feel like it's a very like British thing. But like, I feel like that just stops you in your tracks way quicker, as opposed to, like you said, like if you just have people around you that are like, that's such a sick idea, like, oh, maybe I know someone that could do this, or maybe you could do it in this type of way, or have you watched this video or stuff like that. It's like, that's way more positive. And I feel like you're so right about like having people around you that are genuinely just excited to see you grow and to evolve and change. Are on that same wavelength too. I feel like a lot of people, like I said, a lot of people are coming out of like that whole like negative cloud, and I feel like they're still being held down by their own misconceptions of what they can be, and then they project that onto like other people unknowingly as well.
Agreed.
And like you said, it's time to be around people that genuinely want you to be the best version of yourselves, and they are also trying to be the best versions of themselves, you know.
I feel like that's one of the things that I was like came sprung to mind when you were talking, like you can be your own like worst enemy. People can also be with, like, without you even realizing, indirectly putting you down. Not necessarily like, you know, I'm not going to say your group would say like outright horrible things, but it's as simple as like, oh, well, that's a lot. And it's like, well, that's not helpful. And like, you do have to be your own cheerleader in the world, but you, of course, you can't do any of this completely alone. Like, I agree, like I said earlier, yes, if you have belief in yourself, anything is possible. But at the same time, if others, when you have the power of community and people, just even believe, not like necessarily them giving you handouts, I'm just talking about like actually just being like, today is your day, go get it. Like, send you that little message, whatever. It goes like leaps and bounds and just like helps just like reach your goals. Honestly, friends, big up to the good friends of the world.
No, honestly.
Like, genuinely. And then, like, do you find, like, a lot of people, when they're setting goals, they're like, they have to put in numbers, for example, or they have to make it super measurable. Like, my friend and I were talking the other day, and she was like, oh, I want to save X amount of money on my my lunch, my food, when I go to work. I don't want to spend this much money at lunchtime. And she was like, but I can't write that down. So I need to say, and it's a simple breakdown, and it's meant to be a way that helps you actually obtain your goals, where she's like, okay, I'm not going to spend more than £10. And then that way she will achieve it. But she said if she didn't write like literally £10, she would just continually like miss that target, miss that goal. Do you feel like those kind of like, I guess, techniques and setting goals help you, or do you have your own kind of ways? For me, numbers don't help me.
I don't know, I'm not really a numbers person.
No.
I feel like I'm just like, roll with it. Just like, whatever I feel like writing, I'll just write it. Like, I guess with, for music, a lot of people think like it's a numbers game, and like, I feel like it's not. Like, for me, like, I make authentic, timeless music. It's just like, that's what it is, and I know that like good music will touch the ears of people who really want to hear it.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
So for me, like, if with that, it's always about how I'm feeling and what I want to give out. And that's kind of like the goal, in a sense of like, okay, how do I achieve that? Just by me being my authentic self at all times. But yeah, we've come in with goals and that. I just kind of, usually just see what I'm doing, maybe like reflecting, like you said, on like what things that maybe I'm not doing right. And you then from there, kind of like figuring it out. I do like to write, like I said before, I'll write down like my to-do list and things like that.
That's a great one.
I try not to focus too much on like the top outcome. It's more just like, how can I make this a consistent habit? And then from there, like, you know, I'll get there, you know. But I feel like sometimes people are always like, what's your goal? And it's like this massive thing. And it's really overwhelming, because you feel like, oh my God, I've got to take like 100 steps to get to this one thing. But if I just like break it down, then it seems like more achievable. I can be like, okay, day by day, I'm going to get there. But actually, I'm just focusing on this one thing that actually is going to help me build into the person I need to be to then get there.
No, I totally hear that. I definitely like agree with the whole like breaking things down type thing. Because I feel like when you tell yourself like, oh, I, for example, let's say you're like, oh, I want to get 100K subscribers on YouTube or something in a year. That is a very, very, it's not unrealistic, because it can happen 100%. For sure. But it's like you're capping yourself so much. And then if you don't reach that goal in that 1 year, you then may feel less than. And not even appreciate that you might have not made a, like, got that 100K. But what if you got like 25, like, K? Like, in your mind, that's amazing still. Do you know what I mean? I feel like a lot of the times when we don't reach our full, like, goal, I would say, we can sometimes be, like, harder on ourselves. But it's like, just taking a moment to really reflect on where you was in the beginning and where you are now. Like,
and you know what, it made me think of, funny enough, it made me think about how when you go, you know how you're like, people say things when you're at a house party and they're like, so what's your goal? And you're like, No, yeah. We're meant to be having fun. We're meant to be dancing to Kendrick Lamar. Like, please, what the hell? Like, we don't want to hear that. So, like, yeah, enough. Like, it's a lot when people ask you about, what's your goal? Like, straight up, just like yeah. that. But I'm going to play devil's advocate and ask you both yeah. to pick one for the month mm-hmm. and potentially be able to report back at a later date on another episode Ooh. And just, like, an update. But, like I said, there doesn't have to be any action. Just, like, if you had to pick one of the goals that you, like, mentioned today, mm-hmm. which one would you like to report back on in the future?
Oh, goodness. I think I'm going to go with the swimming, mm-hmm. only because I already went for a swim last night.
Yes, so I've already, I saw that Strava. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
my Strava update was there.
Doing bits, like, goggles and all.
Yeah, yeah, I got it all. So I feel like that is something. I used to swim, like, when I was younger. I swam for, like, 15 years.
Oh, wow. And then, like, actually incredible.
Yeah, and then I stopped because, obviously, mm-hmm. I was like, I'm not going to be a swimmer. So, like, what's the point of me continuing?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But it was really great for, like, health and fitness. But, like you said, even the black community, just being, like, the only black girl in, like, yeah. the top, like, swim team when I was younger mm-hmm. was just, like, such a flex that I didn't yes. really realise. And, like, mm-hmm. obviously now, I'm like, you know what? I need to actually encourage more of my friends and mm-hmm. people. And even if you see, like, another, like, younger girl saw me in the pool yeah. she would be like, oh my god, I could be her, or I could mm-hmm. do that. Definitely. So yeah,
that one.
Definitely yeah. swimming, because I feel like I'm going to be much more consistent. And I didn't realize that my local leisure center were actually open in terms mm-hmm. of doing swimming lessons or swimming, like having it open. So yeah, yeah. I'm going to go there and do that, and I think I'm going to be able to be very mm-hmm. consistent with that.
Yeah, that's super sick. I feel like as well, it's kind of like leading into the thing that I said about, like, having fun thing. It's mm-hmm. like, it doesn't necessarily have to be like, oh, I want to be like an Olympic swimmer. It's no. like, you just want to swim and have fun and, like, enjoy that and be in the water, you know?
Yeah, honestly, when I came home yesterday, I felt so excited. I had so much joy, and I was like to my parents, oh my gosh, like, I can still swim.
Oh my god, I love that. Oh my god, it's so funny.
Yeah, I literally felt like I was like 15 again. So again, like, connecting with my inner child, yes. and just doing all those things, like, to so really just make me happy, no, regardless amazing. Of like the outcome. So yeah, that's no, me.
Definitely. I'd say a goal that I actually want to achieve is definitely the fun thing, like I said. Mm-hmm. But I'm actually going to be getting into my hosting bag, and I've actually got something lined up that mm-hmm. I'm not going to talk about now. I'm going to talk about when we come back, but I'm super, super excited to, like, basically be around a new set of, like, women who are, like, doing great things, but also just seem, like, very, like, supportive of me as a person. So yeah, that is definitely one of my goals.
We want to check back in and
for sure.
It's like, you picked a bonus one, you didn't even share it. So okay mystery honestly, always mystery with you, Ray. Keep us on our toes. And then for me, I'm actually gonna pick, like, one that's, like, a bit of a cop-out, but also mm-hmm. not, because I think that Girls on Road coming back is, yes, okay, this is the episode, it's come back, we love that, but it's a journey, and yeah. it's about really creating a space and recreating a brand. Mm-hmm. So for me, the comeback weirdly is forever. Do you know what yeah. I mean? Like, mm-hmm. it's about maintaining sure. it. It's about entering new territories with mm-hmm. the collective and with the group into mm-hmm. bigger and better things. So I'm going to pick that, and then ironically, like, the reason I said it's a cop-out, you can kind of hear how it's going each episode, so do I need to update? But yes. So I'm going to choose that one, and then we're going to just, like, wrap up now with Street Smart, which illuminates black excellence in the shape of businesses and artistry. Of course, we want to shine the light back on Julie Ling for joining us today. Yeah. Thank you so much, honestly, for your time, for everything, for your words, and for your just being so open with us. I really appreciate it, as always. And then I also wanted to shout out the hiking group that we met
yes.
through, that we mentioned earlier, which is Explorers Club. Mm-hmm. Just shout out their Instagram, is at @explorers and then .club on Insta. For me, I know them as Amiko and Sam.
Yeah, I know Sam. Well, I know Sam from, like, way
okay, okay.
yeah, way back. So just fellow creatives, basically, nice. And we just connected. Yeah, he yeah. actually let me know about it when he was first had the idea.
Oh, wow.
But then I just kind of, like, fell off, like, the yeah. beaten road. And then I saw my best friend had gone to one, and I was like, what? Like, lit. What's yeah. this? Then I realised that actually I was meant to go to it. So
that's
yeah.
That's so cool. Okay, that's yeah. So cool. And I know that Amiko is also a fellow artist, so that's, like, yes. yeah, it's lovely to see, like, honestly, creatives, like you said, like-minded creatives, when we get together and we make great things happen, we just love to see it. So yes, mm-hmm. wanted to shout them out, and that is also the beautiful reason behind me even knowing yourself. So yes. It would be wrong not to. Wanted to make sure that we shout out our socials today as well. You've been on road with
Juling, so it's at @JIULING _.
Anray, RAYMAYVA.
For myself, it's Aisha Charles. Very formal. I don't like it in comparison to you both. But I'm a formal lady. Mm. I've got my contact saved with surnames. I mean, that's spelled AYESHA. And then Charles, like the king, apparently. And now we're out. Thank you for joining us for our return episode. Woo! Bye. Celebration.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.